good afternoon, and welcome to What's Up Noop Radio Edition. Happy President's Day. 46 degrees here in the city by the sea. We're looking at increased cloudiness. It is pretty nice out there right now with a high of 46. Tonight, cloudy with showers, fog, low of 43. Wow, is it a busy weekend. President's Day, long weekend, Winter Festival, Newport Burger Bender, two beautiful days of polo down at Easton's Beach. The sidewalks were crowded as if it was July this weekend, and it was great to see. And I know many restaurants and stores had a great weekend. So always good to see our sidewalks and streetways gets busy this time of the year. A couple reminders before we dive into what we're going to do today is Newport Skating Center has one more short week left. They will close up for the season next Monday. So if you haven't been ice skating yet, now, today, this week, is the time to go. We have just 20 days until daylight saving time, 26 days until St. Patrick's Day, and our theme of today's show might actually be all things Irish, 29 days until spring, 41 days until Easter. So things are moving along fast here, and just 20 days until daylight savings time, 26 days until St. Patrick's Day, and it's hard to believe it, but March will be here pretty darn soon. Next week it will be here, and for all things Irish, you head to aohnewport.org, and there's a terrific amount of information on there, as well as everything you need to know about Newport Irish Heritage Month. It is the 41st annual Newport Irish Heritage Month, and runs throughout the entire month. And the man behind the calendar and so much more is our good friend Peter Martin. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Ryan.
And you have been tasked with creating this calendar. We're going to get to a lot today of Irish things. But you're a former state rep, and is this what you got assigned to once you retired?
No, I have been doing it for many, many, many years, and even when I was in elected office, this is not my first time around.
Yes, so it's the goal of the calendar on the website, which is, again, NewportIrishHistory.org. You can also get to it, All Things Irish. That will be occurring in the Newport area during the month of March. Of course, March is Newport Irish Heritage Month, and the events includes organizations that support the Newport Irish culture, including the Ancient Order of Hibernians, which you are a member of, AOH Pipes and Drums, as well as the Museum of Newport Irish, Newport St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee, and WADK's Irish Hours, which happens Sunday at 8 a.m. with our friend Rick Kelly. So tell us about the creation of this calendar.
Well, we'll start with Rick Kelly.
There you go.
Because Rick Kelly and others, Paul Crowley, Jim Mahoney, Rick Kelly, Rick O'Neill, and a few other people had a group called the Irish Heritage Association. And when I retired, came back to Newport, I got involved with them. Rick Kelly used to print this calendar every year, but it just became an impossible task to put it in printing because it changes.
It does.
I keep getting changes regularly. So the question would be, when do you print it? Well, I decided at a meeting of that organization, which I had joined, that maybe we should put it on a website. And Ann Arnold, who was involved with the Museum of Newport Irish History, was with me. So we decided we'd work together and put it on a website. I was looking for a website to put it on, didn't want to start a new website just for a month, so we parked it on the Newport Hibernian website, aohnewport.org, and we also have it on the website for the Museum of Newport Irish History. So people can go to either one of those websites and click on a link and get to the calendar.
And it's about 12 pages long, and it's everything from information on the Museum of Newport Irish History Interpretive Center to guided tours of Fort Adams, the Irish radio here on WADK. There's traditional Irish music sessions over at Fastnet Pub every single Sunday night, and parades and everything you need to know to all things celebrate Irish. There is 12 pages. There's a heck of a lot of Irish to-dos in the month of March.
And I'll tell you right now, it's not done.
It's not done. And one of the great things you have is the events that we will be doing down at Midtown Oyster Bar with the AOH Men's Pipes and Drums, as well as the AOH Men's Singers. And always a great event that will be happening on March 16th. But and, of course, the Wolf Tones are also coming to town. So we're going to spend a good amount of time talking about the Wolf Tones. But obviously, you're putting this calendar together. What else have you been doing since you've retired and have stepped away from the good old State House?
I'm enjoying life, playing a lot of music.
Okay.
Doing websites for charitable organizations, maintaining my own little business, and just enjoying the time after being in office.
Are we going to see you perform at any time during the month of March?
Yes.
And what are you playing?
I'm a harmonica player.
Okay.
And among other places, I'll be playing at Hibernian Hall in the afternoon after the Green Eggs and Ham.
Which is always a popular event.
Right. It's a big event. And before the parade, raises money for the parade. And traditionally, I show up with my bag of harmonicas. And the two fellows that come down to play with us always have me get up and perform. And we do 2 hours worth of two or 3 hours worth of music, and we have a great time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this, because I just feel like it. You miss being at State House, or are you happy being retired?
I thought it was a wonderful experience. I was able to get a lot of things done, but there comes a time when you got to think about moving on. And I was moved on, past tense, but it's okay. I had 12 years of public service. 6 years on the Newport Planning Board, 6 years at the State House, and I'm happy for what I accomplished, and I'm enjoying my time of retirement.
Excellent. So you're doing a little music. You're trying to keep us all informed during the month of March with everything Irish. Doing a little charity. You're certainly keeping busy post State House times.
Yeah, I have a good, great life.
Excellent. One of the things that you worked on, and we're going to get back to the calendar as well as the Wolf Tones, but one of the things you had worked on at the State House, and we had heard about it when you had joined us 2 years ago down at Midtown Oyster Bar during our live broadcast, was a pardon you worked on. And I think before we dive into anything Irish here, it's an interesting story. What we're going to do is we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back, and you'll tell us all about this pardon that may become a movie, and we might all be seeing it and hearing a whole lot more about it soon. We'll do that when we come back here on What's Up Newport Radio Edition.
When you need plumbing help, and you need it now, call Travers Plumbing and Heating, 849-1505. Call Travers for all your needs, including drain cleaning, frozen pipe repairs, or any unpleasant surprises. Their staff will do whatever's needed so your family is never left in the cold. Travers Plumbing and Heating specializes in new construction, remodeling, heating installations, water heaters, septic pumps, and oil and gas burner service. There's no better protection to have than knowing the right people to call when you need them. Travers Plumbing and Heating, 849-1505. Convenient weekday appointments are available from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's 849-1505. Travers Plumbing and Heating.
Right now, in addition to all their fantastic savings, Bridge Liquors is having a bike giveaway. Come in and register, no purchase necessary. Just drop by and sign up. And anytime you do stop by, check out Bridge Liquors' amazing inventory and their incredible array of specials. Right now, Deep Eddy Vodka and Smirnoff Vodka 175s are only $19.99. Doers 175s are just $29.99. Bridge has a great deal on Meiomi Pinot Noir, now $19.99. Look for the 30 packs of Miller Lite and Coors Lite at just $21.99. Many new beers arrive weekly at Bridge Liquors, like the new beer from the Lochgill Brewing Company in Ireland. And make sure you check out the great values in their 2-4 wine barrels. For all these specials and much more, get into Bridge Liquors, 23 Connell Highway, Newport. Always ready to match any local competitor's pricing. Free delivery at 848-9200. Open from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Sundays 10 to 6.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145/92, and then I had a heart attack.
182/100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey, for the last time this evening, boys and girls, we're going to ask you to give us a nice bit of cueness. If any forgotten heroes of that period of time, a young man called Joseph.
Coming back with a little bit of the Wolf Tones. Of course, in typical Irish fashion, they like to talk a lot before the song begins, and that's what I got caught into there, but it's a song called Grace. And we're going to talk all about them coming to Newport with Peter Martin just here in a short bit. But, Peter, a couple years ago, you had joined us down at Midtown Oyster Bar, and you told Bob Angel and I a story where you were involved with a particular pardon. Can you tell us that again?
In 2011... my friend Ken Dooley wrote a play called The Murder Trial of John Gordon. I went to see the play in Cranston at the Park Theater, and that's where I met Ken. He came to me and he said, I talked to him, I said, would you think this guy was really innocent? And Ken said, yes, I do. I said, maybe we should do something about it.
So what was the background of the play? What was he innocent or guilty of or assumed?
John Gordon had been hanged for the murder of Amasa Sprague, a Cranston mill owner who was killed on New Year's Eve in 1844. And immediately they picked up John Gordon and his family because there had been a conflict between the mill owner and the Gordon family in Cranston. And they arrested the whole family, including the dog. And they immediately put in the Providence Journal that they'd found the guilty party. Well, he had a very prejudiced trial, and so when I got involved in it, in the case, as a state rep, I put a resolution in to consider a pardon for John Gordon, and Governor Chafee was willing to do that, but we had to have a hearing, which we did. We brought in historians and legal people, and we actually had a hearing in the House a representative's committee in the judiciary and listened to all the evidence and came to the point of agreeing to support John Gordon by applying to the governor for a pardon, which the governor gave on June 29th, 2011.
And why was this important to do?
Because, as I had said, it was an injustice, and the trial was unfair. We proved that with court records, and we wanted to clear Gordon's name and also to speak on behalf of other immigrants who suffered the similar prejudice. It's interesting to note, while we were doing that in Atlanta, a man was actually executed in a similar set of circumstances where, after he'd been found guilty, new evidence came out, and the new evidence was ignored by the court system. So it may have been for John Gordon, but it was really for all immigrants and for bringing people's awareness of the fact that sometimes the court system doesn't treat people properly, especially when they're immigrants.
And since that's happened, this has really turned into or morphed into an entire awareness campaign where there might be even more stuff done.
Well, there are a lot of people who, with the Innocence Project, who have been found to be not guilty after the fact. And it always bothers me when somebody gets executed for many, many reasons. But we're happy to do that. I had the pleasure of having people in Ireland know about this. The Prime Minister of Ireland met with us 3 times over here and congratulated us on getting the pardon. As a result of that, I got involved in the Irish Family Memorial Committee, which I'm on in Providence, and appreciate them enough that I offered to take over their website.
Okay.
Which is another one of my charitable websites. So.
Excellent.
So.
This has been a play. Do you see this turning into a movie or anything else?
Oh, yes. The movie script is done. I've done all of the photography, all of the site locations. I have a complete plan for the movie.
Wow.
We've submitted it to people who like to fund movies. I cannot tell you exactly who is putting the money up, but we have a promise for matching funds.
Wow.
50% of the budget from a very credible organization. And we have people actively working right now to come up with part of the other 50%. We've got part of the other 50%. So once we get the full funding, we'll be back to tell you the story.
All right. That's a promise right there that we'll hear the story right here on WADK once it's ready to go. And you mentioned the Famine Memorial, and I have heard about it. I unfortunately have not been there. Can you give us a little background on that for any of our listeners? Obviously, we reach up in that area, but just a little background on why it might be worth taking a trip up that way.
The Irish Famine Memorial, most people know of it as, the directions are not next to where Almax used to be, not one of those directions.
Okay.
But it's across the street from Capriccio's, sitting on the river.
I know where that is.
In Providence, right, yep, at the head of the river. And across the river from it is a Jewish Holocaust museum, memorial.
Okay.
So I love that. They're right across the river from each other. And they're in the general area of the Supreme Court.
Why the placement there? Do you know exactly why both organizations decided to go right on the river across from one another?
Well, I've got to give credit for the committee, which started over 10 years ago with a man named Ray McKenna, who was no longer with us, but he was a social worker of Irish descent, and he worked very hard with the committee to put together to build this family memorial on what city land was dedicated to the park. And it's really quite a nice place. And that is where Enda Kenny came to thank those of us that did the pardon. And he was able to thank Governor Chafee and myself for our efforts.
Excellent. So up there in Providence, and people can visit it. And, you know, when we get back closer to home, of course, there's a Museum of Newport Irish History. Tell us a little bit about that for those that just so happen to have not been down there to Lower Thames Street to pop into that building and all the work they're doing.
Well, again, for directions, a lot of people would like to know it's right next door to another famous Irish place, the Irish American Club.
Yes.
At the corner of Narragansett and Thames. But the Museum of Newport Irish History was put together by a committee headed by the late Ben Arnold, and it's set up to explain not all Irish history, but the history of the Irish in Newport. I'm also on the board for that organization, and again volunteered to straighten out their website, which I produce. And now we have a open house during the month of March, and a lot of what I like about it is they have a lot of good lecture series. And if you go on to the website for Newport Irish History, you can read all about the lectures. And all of the links to all of these websites are on the calendar.
Okay.
And so it's,
and I'm on the calendar now. It's newportirishhistory.org. And we'll go through a little bit of the calendar as well as talk about a big show coming up. And a little humor behind there of when you called me and asked me about them. And I said, well, which one? But we'll get there in a minute. Tell, you know, Irish history in Newport, some people know there's a huge Irish population here. Some people know about the history. What are some of the things that people are most shocked to hear sometimes? Or some things that just aren't well known enough?
Well,
or something that you're proud of about the history down here?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of people, I grew up in the Fifth Ward, which is, when I grew up, was kind of like an Irish ghetto. And it's kind of like, it isn't and it wasn't really, but people, the Irish think they own it. But it, you know, I always say that a lot of people in the Fifth Ward, you know, are born, go to St. Augustine's Church, go to St. Augustine's School, go to De La Salle or St. Catherine's, head off to a Catholic college, and in the process they used to hang around Siggy's, which was not Irish, but it was a great place. And then they live their lives and they end up at O'Neill's Funeral Home. That's the track for a lot of Irish, good Irish people. And that wasn't quite the path that I took because I left town and came back after 35 years.
All right. Yeah. But there's certainly tons of history and a lot of it. I had just discovered this graveyard right around the corner from here on Barney Street, and that it's somebody was telling me it's the oldest Irish graveyard in the state of Rhode Island, and it's right here on Barney Street. It's just every corner of Newport right. You can find history.
Right up the hill, and it was the original location of I believe it was a St. Joseph's Church.
It was.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And by the way, that graveyard is maintained by the Museum of Newport Irish History people, and you mentioned seeing my friend Jack McCormick up there working and
playing some daffodils.
Yeah, they work hard and it's a good group of people.
And Jack was telling me when I ran into him the other day the history that many of the people that were involved in building Fort Adams are buried there, because Fort Adams obviously has a long history with Irish.
When you go to Fort Adams to the reception area there, there's a display that Jack put together of the museum. And I was there one day looking, and I actually, for the first time in my life, saw a picture of a man who might be my grandfather.
No way.
There's a picture, and it's noted that it is the man in the background standing watching people work. Looks incredibly like my father looked. And it said his name is John Martin. And so that's the first and only time I've ever seen anything at all to represent my grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's pretty neat. These museums, you never know what you'll stumble into.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. And Fort Adams is a great place. Really wonderful place.
It sure is. And full disclosure, I am on the board of directors for the Fort Adams Trust. So.
Oh, I'm good. I'm glad to know that.
Yes. So that's why I'm saying it's such a great place. Yeah. But it is a great place. I would say that on the board or not. All right. When we come back here, we'll talk about some of the great events. Of course, the official opening event of the 41st annual Newport Irish Heritage Month takes place in just a few days here. I guess in about, less than 2 weeks now. And we'll talk about that, the Wolf Tones, and much more here with Peter Martin on What's Up Newport Radio Edition after this.
Is one of your goals to find a cleaning service for your home or office? I have the perfect solution, Steph Spotless Cleaning. I recently started working with Steph and her crew at both the radio station offices and in my new Portsmouth home. The staff here have been raving about how clean everything is and how personable Steph and her team are. So I decided to give them a try at my house. The results were spectacular. Steph uses an all-natural cleaning product line, and the smell in the house is incredibly fresh and clean. I think this experience for me has been pretty close to the old days of having a cleaning lady, someone who treats my home like it was their own, someone I can trust. I've been through the experience of hiring a service and seeing new faces every time cleaning day came around. Not so with Steph's. She shows up at every job, rolls up her sleeves, and makes the magic. And she's fully bonded and insured. Find Steph Spotless Cleaning on Facebook or contact her today for free consultation and 20% off your first cleaning at 932-6050. That's 932-6050. Steph's Spotless Cleaning.
Sakuchi Honda's annual President's Day sales event is back with bigger and better savings than ever before. Special deals on brand new Fits, Civics, Accords, and HRVs, and we have the all-new Clarity in stock. Sakuchi Honda in Middletown or online at Sakuchi.com. The best deal made easy is closer than you think.
Offers end 2/20/18.
For more than 40 years, people have relied on Fifth Ward Liquor for the very best in selection, service, and aisle after aisle of real values. The tradition's alive and well at 695 Lois Thames, Newport. Stop by and see for yourself. Fifth Ward Liquor. Get home repair and home improvement tips. Tune in to AM 1540 WADK weekday mornings at 8:45 to On the House with the Carey Brothers. Brought to you by Riverhead Building Supply, with locations in Middletown and North Kingstown.
Hello, I'm Tony Tantilli, your fresh grocer. Now, today's tip is going to be about Central Coast artichokes coming in right now. There's plenty of artichokes coming in out of California Central Coast, is what I'm talking about, and they're coming into the markets all over the United States. But this year, there's been a lot of frost coming on those chokes and a lot of fog coming in from the ocean. So what happens is they become frost-kissed. A little bit more now than usual this time of year. And what frost-kissed is, that's a discoloration on the leaf around the artichoke. Now, let me tell you something. It may not look that appetizing and not exactly all the way green all the way around, but it enhances the flavor of the artichoke. It really does. When I was first told this, I kind of like, no way. Until I tried it, and let me tell you, that sweet, nutty flavor comes all the way through. Just make sure that discoloration is not all the way through the artichoke. And the top leaves have to be nice and close together, and when you squeeze them, it should be squeaky. And I'm Tony Tantilli, your fresh grocer, and this is your tip for the day.
And thank you, Tony. Let me tell you about my friends, Whalers Brewing Company. Since 2014, Whalers Brewing Company has been changing the Rhode Island craft beer experience. Their flagship American Pale Ale, Rise, was recently voted best pale ale in the country at the World Beer Awards. In case you missed it, last Friday, we had Whalers here in the studio, and they were telling us all about it and all the great things happening at their studio, at their craft beer facility out there in South Kingstown. You can look for Rise in package stores and on tap at over 500 bars and restaurants across Rhode Island and Massachusetts. This crisp, refreshing, dry hop pale ale features bright citrus aromas, subtle hop spice. Whalers, enjoy good company, drink great beer. And welcome back. What's up, Newport Radio Edition? 133, 47 degrees here in the city by the sea. Catching up with Peter Martin about all things Irish, what he's been up to since retiring. We've mentioned Newport Irish Heritage Month, updating those calendars, the famine monument up in Providence, the Museum of Newport Irish History. You're playing a little bit of music. During all of this time, you've also had time to write a book.
After I left office, I was talking to my friend Ken Dooley about some notes that he had on a book. He said to me at the coffee shop, he said, if you could have gotten a pardon for an Irishman 166 years after he was hanged, what do you think you can do for a man who was shot down, captured, tortured, and beheaded in World War II, for whom there's never been given any recognition? I said, Ken, I really don't know, but I'll be willing to look into it. So when we left the coffee shop, I contacted my good friend Ed Kane, who had worked with me in my campaign and a lot of other things we had done, and we got the House Veterans Advisory Committee to get behind putting together a request to give some honors to Second Lieutenant Robert Thorpe. We had an event at the State House. The family came. They were presented with citations and acknowledgement. A 93-year-old former pilot who flew with Thorpe came up from Tennessee, and he spoke 1 minute and 30 seconds, the greatest speech I've ever heard, tribute to his buddy. And he had not even known what had happened to him until Ken Dooley got involved and told him. So we had that event, and then we had a 8 days later, we had an event at the Veterans Cemetery in Exeter, at which Thorpe's brother was given the medal, the Rhode Island Star, and posthumously for Robert. So when I was through office, I knew Ken had a whole bunch of notes that he'd done, research on this case. And the case had gone to the post-war trials, and five Japanese were found guilty of murdering Second Lieutenant Thorpe. Ken had done all the research on it, so we decided we'd write a book. So Ken wrote the part of the book that had to do with World War II, and I wrote the part of the book, much smaller part of the book, that had to do with the process of getting recognition.
Okay.
And we ended up getting recognition, and we ended up getting the family to agree that Robert's body wouldn't be brought back, and that we put a tombstone in the Rhode Island Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Exeter.
All right. And where's that book available? Can people get it if they want to read it?
It's on Amazon.
And the name of it?
It's Relentless Pursuit.
Excellent. So Relentless Pursuit, available on Amazon.com, and look for it on there, and you can pick it up.
Or if they call me, I'll make arrangements for them to get a discounted copy signed by Ken Dooley.
All right. So there we go. Yeah. And people can find your information just about everywhere on the web there, NewportIrishHistory.org and et cetera. And one of the things that is coming up, and they were here last year, and it really is a treat if you get to catch it. Of course, we are talking about the 41st annual Newport Irish Heritage Month, and that kicks off. I guess we'll go a little bit in order here. The official opening of the 41st annual Newport Irish Heritage Month is on March 4th. It's dancing at 40 steps. It starts at 3 p.m., weather permitting, but there's not much weather that keeps people from going up there and doing this. And it's commemorating the informal dances held at 40 steps by the Irish who made Newport their home in the late 19th and 20th centuries. There'll be live traditional music, demonstration of traditional Irish set dancing. Ancient audio of Hibernian men singers will be up there. And, of course, 40 steps is up on the cliff walk. And that follows with green eggs and ham brunch. Actually, that's earlier in the morning, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. is green eggs, ham, and brunch. So we're kicking it off, as we always do, dancing at the 40 steps. And one of the things I'm finding out or remembering every year or having to be remembered is the Wolf Tones. And they are coming to town. Tell me about that. How many years in a row, if you know, or how many times have they played here in Newport?
This will be the third time they've played at Hibernian Hall.
Okay.
The Wolf Tones are on their final tour, and they've been in business for 54 years. The three guys that are still in the band have been together for all that time. It's not like a lot of bands where one person's consistent and keep changing partners. These three people, and for many years, the brother of one of them were the original Wolf Tones. And they're closing down because they're, as somebody told me, they're getting to be older, in their early 70s.
They are getting to be older.
And I said, I don't remember being in my early 70s, but it's okay.
That's a
bunch of youngsters.
So the original Wolf Tones, of course, the brother that broke off is Derek Warfield in the Wolf Tones. He was just up here in Providence area.
He played in Pawtucket. At Galway Bay.
Yes, and Derek is a great guy. I've had the pleasure of seeing him perform many years up at Rera in Providence. And he brings the music of the Wolf Tones with younger musicians. But the Wolf Tones, this is their final act. So this will be the final chance you have to see them at the Hibernian Hall here in Newport.
When I was playing with Tom Lanigan and his band, during my days in the State House, I was sneaking out at night, not to fundraisers, but I was going out playing with a band. And it led to a lot of humorous stories. But one time on a weekend, Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones were coming to play in Matunic at Tara's, and Tom and his group, including me, we opened for them.
Oh, cool.
So it's always a lot of fun to be able to say that.
Yes, it certainly is. They are a legendary Irish band and kind of known for stirring the pot a little bit, I guess is a good way to say it.
I think the Wolf Tones, more than the Young Wolf Tones, are known for stirring the pot. There's some controversy about the kind of music they play. It's called rebel music. And some of the people that have been told about the show coming up do not have a positive appreciation for the music, and it's political, and they've been banned on some places, but, you know, I love music, and being a musician myself, I'll be there listening to them.
It's a lot of fun, the music is, from the Wolf Tones to listen to, and it's foot stomping and clapping type of music, and, you know, even messaging aside, you'll really enjoy the show. I've grown up listening to the Wolf Tones. And so tell us who can go to the show. It's a Hibernian Club down there on Wellington.
To Wellington Avenue.
Who can go? How do they get tickets? When is the show?
Thank you for asking. One of the things that I've been able to do is on the Hibernian website, aohnewport.org, is put a link right underneath the link for the calendar is a link for the Wolf Tones. And you'll see the little picture of the guys. If you click on the link in there, it'll take you to a page which I put together for Wolf Tones Return to Hibernian Hall. In that page, you can see a picture of the three guys, and there's a link to a PayPal page that which you can go and order the tickets. And the tickets are going. Every time somebody buys a ticket, I get an email, and this way we set this up. And I'll tell you, my phone's been very active. The people in the community and far away, because I know where when they charge you, they put their address in. I don't get their credit card numbers, but I get their address.
Yeah.
People coming from all over. And as a matter of fact, I'm happy to report that on that very page, for the people from out of town, there's a link to Howard Johnson's hotel, because Mr. Kempinar, who is also a Hibernian, has made a special rate for people coming from out of town.
And it's a really good rate.
It's a really good rate. I was going to go there for a little vacation.
That's it.
I was going to go up for a staycation. And so they've made it convenient because people have been known at Wolf Tone concerts to have a drink. So if people come from out of town want to come down and have a drink, now we have a nice safe place within 3 miles of Hibernian Hall for them to go and have a good evening and make a vacation of Newport.
Yeah, they could take a taxi or Uber or whatever else they would like, and it's a $59 rate at Howard Johnson's Hotel in Middletown, and you can get all the information you need right online there by following the links. And tickets are now available online, or you could purchase them right down at the Hibernian Hall. Looks like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday after 4 p.m., and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon.
And when you want to get on there on a Friday or a Saturday or a Thursday night, you can open. It's open for the public to have meals.
I don't think many people know that. And I've tried to mention that several times now. Anytime I have somebody from down there on, is to mention Timmy Toohey was actually on, was talking about how great the food was on down there. And, you know, it is open to the public, and people can stop in and try some of the great food down there.
Tim Toohey, a great Irishman from a long-term group of Irish friends of mine, yeah.
Yes, and he's doing all right. Timmy Toohey, I haven't reported, but he'll be returning with us once he had a little bit of a surgery. So once he recovers from a surgery, he'll be joining us back on the air in his normal spot of Thursdays, if not more. So we hope he is recovering well from his little procedure, and we'll be joined by him again in no time. So it is the Wolf Tones. They return to Hibernian Hall on Wednesday, March 14th. So just a few days before the big day, they'll be playing at 8 p.m. Admission is $40 per person. You could throw in a hotel rate if you need to for $59, and that is a separate link. But you go to aohnewport.org, and you can follow all the links. When we come back, we'll touch base on anything we may have missed in Irish Heritage Month, maybe anything we might have missed with Wolf Tones and more. Well, Peter Martin joins us today on What's Up Newport Radio Edition.
This month at Newport Grand Casino, you could win your share of $20,000 in free play on Fridays, February 2nd and 16th. Or how about $10,000 in cold, hard cash on President's Day, February 19th? The more you play, the better chance you have to win. Only at Newport Grand Casino.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is a firm believer in shopping local all year round. Our historic coastal community has so much to offer. Shopping local and dining local just makes sense, and so does this, a Brick Alley gift card. For any gift occasion, a Brick Alley gift card is always a perfect fit. A gift of great taste available in any denomination, and they never expire. Stop by 140 Thames Street, downtown Newport, or check out their website, brickalley.com, and you can find them on Facebook.
Here's a healthy tip from Newport Hospital. Advice on healthy eating can sometimes be confusing. Here's a rule of thumb that is refreshingly simple. Eat a variety of colored fruits and vegetables. The more colorful, the better, because these foods are low in calories, high in fiber, and high in vitamins and antioxidants. A rainbow of fruits and veggies can help maintain healthy weight, prevent chronic disease, control blood glucose levels, decrease cholesterol absorption, and promote gastrointestinal health.
Village House Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, located amidst the splendor of beautiful Newport on Harrison Avenue, has elegant interiors and offers the comforts of home for those who need short-term rehabilitation following a hospital stay, along with long-term care for those with chronic conditions or respite care when family givers need time away. For those with Alzheimer's disease or related dementia, special care rooms provide a secure environment with specially trained staff. Village House strives to help all its residents live a life of dignity and respect. Call 849-5222 to schedule a visit.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The staff of Memorial Funeral Homes would like to remind you that in times of great grief, it is important to remember to hope. There are always plenty of reminders of our loss and the changes we must face, and that it makes it all the more essential to find reminders of hope. Lark DeHellen, Director of Community Connections, the grief support program of Memorial Funeral Home, remembers that at a time when she had a very difficult trip and many complex decisions to make, a friend gave her an angel coin, a little oval pewter coin with an angel imprinted on it. And during that trip, whenever she grew overwhelmed and started to lose hope, she would touch that angel coin in her pocket and remember her friend's encouragement. It was a touchstone, each touch reminding her to keep hope. Community Connections is a free program from Memorial Funeral Homes, and working with several community partners, we offer many workshops, seminars, and lectures that can help you keep on keeping on. This is Chris Edenbach of Memorial Funeral Homes, and information on these programs can be found online at communityconnectionsri.com or by calling 846-0698.
Years ago, I saw the future of airline lounges when I visited a Virgin Atlantic lounge at London's Heathrow Airport. It took years, but since domestic airlines returned to profitability a few years ago, the race is on to equip lounges with more perks. With today's RM World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. Virgin Atlantic long ago offered business class flyers pretty darn good food and other little things like free massages, manicures, and even haircuts. Most U.S.-based lounges haven't yet gone that far, but many now lay out full breakfasts, lunches, and dinners for anyone who shells out $400 or more for a year's membership in an airline club. At Heathrow, United runs a lovely table service restaurant with top-notch wines, great menu offerings. Generally, airline lounges in the States offer buffets with a couple of soups and make-your-own salads, cold cuts, and other sides. At Delta's lounges in some Atlanta, JFK, and Seattle terminals, spa services designed by Deepak Chopra offer a light and sound show promising the benefits of meditation instantly, and an audio-guided relaxation program you listen to while lying in a living earth zero gravity chair. Beats leaning against the wall of an Annie's pretzel outlet waiting for your boarding row to be called. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.
You like burgers? Well, the Newport Burger Bender is for you. Simply a Best Burger Contest takes place Friday, February 16th through Sunday, February 25th. You can try one, try some, or you could try them all, and then you head to discovernewport.org/burgerbender. And you click on your favorite. I have tried a few of them, several of them, too many of them, quite possibly. I've tried Caleb and Broad's, Vanderbilt Grace's, the Skiff Bars, as well as Crew Cafe. I have been to Harry's. I've been to the Mooring. I've tried them all. And if you follow Discover Newport on social media, you'll see me eating them, which I find it's almost as disgusting to watch myself eat as it is to listen to my own radio show. But it is a great contest. Not all burgers are created equal. It's 10 days, 30 burgers. Discover Newport is having a lot of fun with this burger contest. And it's simply a way for you to try a burger and then head on over discovernewport.org/burgerbender and vote for your favorite burger. Joe's was the champion last year. They are defending. And we'll see. Whoever gets the most votes will be crowned the winner. Peter Martin joins us here on the Open Forum. Hibernian Hall have a good burger?
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, they have wonderful food.
I just thought about it, and I hear how great the food is. I really have to get down there and eat.
Well, let me just say that the food at Hibernian Hall is served by Julie View Livingston Thursday nights around 6 o'clock and on lunch for Friday and Saturdays.
Okay.
And the food down there is great.
New menu
and
every week, I think I've heard.
New menu every week. One of my jobs as a web guy is to take the menu and send it out to all the members.
Okay.
And the food is wonderful. It's a good time. Once in a while, they have entertainment.
Yes. They'll do entertainment around the time that dinner happens, which is a great little plus.
Thursday nights.
Thursday nights it is.
And I've had the great pleasure of being one of the musicians on the Thursday night event.
You mentioned some of the things you do with the website and sending out the menu and things like that for the Hibernian Hall. Unfortunately, it's not always sunshine, rainbows, and delicious meals. Sometimes, and I know it's a great family of brothers and sisters down there, sometimes you have to spread some bad news, and unfortunately, it's been quite a tough week around here.
Been a tough week. We had a loss of two wonderful people this week, and my job is to get the information, and just before I came over, I had the unfortunate experience of having to send out the obituary and the notice for the wake and the funeral for our late friend, Jamie Crowley, former principal of the school across the street from us. What a wonderful young man, gone much too soon. And then earlier in the week, I sent out the obituary for Pat Hogan. And when I sent that out, I had the same feeling, gone too soon. Pat lived for something like 86 years. Wonderful man. I never met Pat Hogan that I didn't walk away feeling better about him, me, and the community. So we do.
Yeah, it's a couple tough losses, and obviously it's just been a really tough month for everywhere from Portsmouth to down here, and losses around, and we put everybody in our, we're thinking of everybody that, of course, all the brothers and sisters. I know how close all of you guys are down there at the Hibernian Hall, and together, hopefully, we can get through all this, right?
That's what life is. We come here, we have a good time, and then we pass on, and we don't know where we go, but hopefully it's a better place.
So just want to touch base on a couple things while as we recap the show here. We did talk about, for quite a while, the 2018 Irish Heritage Month calendar, which you put together. And it's all things around the Ancient Order of Hibernians, the ancient Ladies Ancient Order of Hibernians, Pipes and Drums, Museum of Newport Irish History, Committee, and much more. That can be found at aohnewport.org. And a thing to remember is that calendar is constantly being updated by you. So if you check it now, know that it might change in an hour or tomorrow or next week. So make sure you check it often. Make sure that, I don't know how many times I could say make sure, but that you go there often so that way you know what is happening. Because some things do change, and I might email you and something might change where the hours or whatever else. So it's somewhere to check for the next 6 weeks, somewhere often.
Well, you can go on Discover Newport. You can go on Newport Now. Pretty soon you'll be able to go on a What's Up Newport
and get the full calendar.
And a lot of places have the calendar. And the bottom line of the calendar is the date that it was last updated, so publication date. So you'll know that it's the latest version.
And we have some, actually, 2018 honors that I haven't had a chance to talk about here on the radio, but they're right here on the website, and you got a couple people to celebrate. You have the 2018 Hibernian of the Year.
That's Wick Rudd. He's the state president of the Hibernians, the former president of the local division. Great guy, puts a lot of energy in to a lot of projects, including he's the primary contact locally for the Wolftones coming.
And he puts his best mouth forward for the men singers as well. We've had the pleasure of having him sing at Midtown Oyster Bar for the last couple of years.
Yeah, they'll be down there. They're good. They're good. They have a great time.
And if for those that don't know, 2018 St. Patrick's Day Parade Grand Marshal.
Colleen Hastings, the judge, here, local judge, and she's been picked to be the grand marshal this year, and it'll be fun to not only watch her in the parade, but to go to the roast when they have a roast. I'm looking forward to see what happens when the community decides to do a roast for somebody with that much legal power over them.
Yes. Is it going to be held within the jurisdiction?
I mean, I've heard of roasting politicians, and that's fair game. But how do you roast a judge?
And who are the roasters? Who does the roast?
Well, they look through the community to find a lot of people who might have some information about her, and they'll come down there, and no matter who the grand marshal is, it's always a fun time watching somebody get roasted.
There's lots of great events, and, you know, it's an important point, and hopefully it spreads, and it's not just because I said it, but, when you know, a lot of times when people think of the Newport St. Patrick's Day Parade, they think of the party on the streets, and they think of the kids hanging out the windows, and they think of all of that, but there's so many community events and so many great things happening during that month, and even on St. Patrick's Day, that it's worth spreading that word as well.
Yep. Please go on the calendar. Look at all the wonderful things that are going to happen during the month. And don't worry too much about the fact that sometimes people need to be arrested to get a lesson in life of what behavior is not accepted. So every time I find out that there's 100 people arrested, I feel great because that means we're cutting down. I always said to the police department, find the top 100 offenders and arrest them every year. Make a quota, and then we'll get rid of it. And there'll always be enough people. But there are so many great things that go on and so many non-alcoholic events and well-behaved people go to. So it's a celebration. Celebration for the community.
It certainly is, and it happens all month long and gets going here in just about a week. A week from today, we'll be wrapping up pretty much February on the 26th there. And then that Sunday, we have the 41st annual Newport Irish Heritage Month will kick off. So aohnewport.org. If you have an event that you want to add to the calendar, submit it to Peter. His information is right on the website, and if it's approved, it will appear on there and a bunch of other calendars, and it's a great promotion, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to March. Thank you, Peter, for coming in today.
Oh, it's a pleasure being here with you.
All right, so that's going to do it for us today. Coming up next is Clark Howard. He'll be teaching you and helping you save some money. It is 48 degrees, and again, we're looking at high of 46, cloudy with showers tonight, with fog, low of 43. That's going to do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
Listen online 24/7 at WADK.com. This is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.